Happy New Year! First episode of Italieco on my YouTube channel and of course streaming at WNTN.com, Boston's hub for international radio. I'm your host, Viviana Dragani, and today I will be hosting Keith Cooper, a retired infantry army colonel who was in Pentagon during 9/11, then later served in Iraq. Also, he has served in executive levels of three corporations, and now he is helping startups and small businesses in the aerospace industry. This summer, he took 34 days off to walk the 500-mile Camino Frances across part of France and all of Spain. And now he is an author of the book Taking the Mask Off, My Journey from Dr. Seuss to the Bible. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm very excited too. So you are very eclectic. And as mentioned in the introduction, you have a myriad of skills. Now an author. So why did you write this book and why the title?
Well, that's a great question. I think a culmination of my life and what I've done, and to be honest, what I've done right and wrong. And what it's allowed me to do as writing this book kind of shows is be the therapy that I needed during the COVID pandemic when I was isolated. All of us were isolated, right? And really capture those events in my life that spurred key moments. And a collection of short stories, but not just short stories, with lessons. So that's kind of why I wrote the book, to be able to pass something down to my kids, to be able to get people like myself who, as you said, had a lot of different things in their life, a way to collect and follow their journey. And that's really been my process along the way. I think you asked about the title. The title of Taking the Mask Off was really prominent during COVID. Everyone was talking about masks, but the mask I'm talking about is not the mask of COVID. It's about the calluses we have as we grow and we get these different ideals and things that go across our fundamental beliefs. And it's really taking that off and being who we are. And so I thought, Taking the Mask Off, My Journey from Dr. Seuss to the Bible. The reason I chose Dr. Seuss, general cartoon character. We grew up watching cartoons, right? And as we grew up watching cartoons, our parents are our mentors, and they are with us telling us what's right and wrong. So my journey, which is the second part of the title, from Dr. Seuss to the Bible, talks about the things I learned with Dr. Seuss. Be who you are. Say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter in your life don't mind. Simple things like that. All the way to the Bible, where you look at the Christian theology and what the beliefs are, I found that when I crossed that road, going from Dr. Seuss to the Bible, when I strayed off that road, that's when I got wrong. That's when things happened to me. And so my journey from Dr. Seuss to the Bible talks about that road I should have been on. And then it talks about when I strayed off that road, what happened, and really more importantly, how I got back on the right road.
Wow, very interesting. And which one of these is your favorite story and why?
There are 65 stories in the book, and there are about 200 stories I've written so far. The back cover talks about 150, but since I wrote the book, I wrote 50 more. But to answer your question, my transition has to be, as far as like asking which one is your favorite child when you have kids, right? But I've got to say my transition, going from and to, really lays out my life. And I'll just give you an example. It talks about being goal-oriented, which is what I did in my first half of my life, to just being oriented, which I think is important for all of us. It talks about looking at the first half of our life, we're collecting our assets, we're building all these things we want, whether it's a big house, picket fence, boat, airplane, cars, etc. And then we reach a point where we realize that really, what are we here for? It's to leave a legacy. It's to give. So you go from having to giving. And then it goes talking about things. We always talk about things. But Viviana, the real important is things that matter, not just things. So it talks about my transition and what I'm trying to do. And I want to encourage everyone to understand that I'm not there yet. This is a journey, as the book says, my journey. I'm still on that road. And the journey is really part of living life. And that's really the key part of the book, that all of us are on that journey. Hopefully I'm on the road now, still on that journey. But that's probably my favorite part of the book when it talks about the transition I've gone through and what I continue to go through.
Thank you, Keith. And share, please, with my audience your writing process. And how would you describe your book in just 10 words?
My writing process began during COVID when we were all feeling isolated, and we were isolated. It was a 5x7 memo bed with a felt tip pen, going downstairs after meditation, looking outside at whether it be snow. I lived in Grand County, Colorado, or it'd be sunshine, whatever. We couldn't go anywhere. We were just in our space. So I'd write down my thoughts for the day, write down everything from snowflakes, nature, my childhood, just whatever came to mind. It was intent on being a diary for my kids so they knew something about me. And then I realized that as I wrote, this was more than a diary. It was therapy. And it was therapy that could help someone else. So the process went from the felt tip pen to the memo pad. The memo pad, then I would read it on my phone into a transcription. And then I would type it on my computer. Each time was a little bit of change as we went along. So it's probably a three-step process until you saw the story. And then at the very end, what I added is I said, you know, it doesn't do a lot of good to tell the story. You have to tell the story with questions at the end for your reader to really ponder. And that's why when you look at the book, it doesn't follow a sequence. It's a short story followed by questions meant for the reader to put in their lap and think. Second part of your question, the 10 words I would say, and this is a hard thing, but you know, summarize in 10 words, but I would say it's my journey from mind to heart, which I think are the longest 18 inches in the world of anybody's body, going from thinking with your mind to feeling with your heart. I would say it's an open dialogue about being vulnerable and compassionate. And those are the 10 words I would say to describe the book.
Thank you so much, Keith. And final question, where we can find your book?
The book is online on Amazon, but the best way to go online, also find out something about me, is the website www.longlakelore.com. And that's just four words, longlakelore.com. And you can see a little button there that says buy the book now, which will take you right to the Amazon site. But if you just Google Amazon Cooper taken off the mask, you'll come right up.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today, and happy 2024.
Thank you.